This weekend the Pender Harbor Music Society plans to welcome two-time Western Canadian Music Award-winning soul, jazz and R&B singer Crystal Dos Santos to the Pender Harbor School of Music. Dos Santos has an extraordinary voice that is commanding, powerful and rich. Her music, inspired by classic and neo-soul combined with smooth R&B elements, is executed brilliantly. As witnessed in person by Coast Reporter Arts staff, Crystal's charming, self-deprecating manner establishes an easy rapport with audiences. Dos Santos performs on October 22. Tickets, $30, are available online at penderharbormusic.ca. This crawl keeps you hopping the 2023 Sunshine Coast Art Crawl, October 20 to 22, features 188 venues and more than 260 artists from Langdale to Earls Cove, the largest number yet. This year's crawl includes 57 new venues with many returning favorites. The annual event, organized by the Coast Cultural Alliance, attracts hundreds of visitors to the Sunshine Coast and generates thousands of dollars in sales for local artists. The official map and brochure are available at all visitor centers on the coast and can be downloaded from the Coast Cultural Alliance's website at coastculture.com. Movie fans reach boss level. The Sunshine Coast Film Society will present two screenings of The Good Boss, a 2021 Spanish feature-length movie that was the most nominated ever in the history of the Goya, Spanish Oscar, Awards. Preparing his workforce for a committee visit that could give his business a prestigious award, owner Julio Blanco, Javier Bardem, is determined to resolve any worker-related problems. Tensions mount, however, when the recently fired Jose begins a one-man crusade to discredit Blanco and prevent him from winning the coveted prize. The Good Boss plays in Seashelt at the Raven's Cry Theater, October 26 at 2 p.m., and in Gibson's at the Heritage Playhouse, October 30 at 7:30 p.m. Film Society membership is required to buy tickets, which cost $10 per screening. Details are online at scfs.ca. The very model of Major Entertainment, a newly formed partnership between a team of local artistic leaders and St. John's United Church, will bring community musical theater back to the Sunshine Coast. The Coast Music Theater Company is planning to mount performances of The Pirates of Penzance in March 2024. The operetta, written by Arthur Sullivan and W.S. Gilbert, has been an audience favorite, and critical success, since its New York City debut in 1879. The production's creative team of Tom Kellow, music director, Sylvain Brocou, choreographer, and Sarah Douglas, director, has issued a call for auditions on November 4 at St. John's United Church in Davis Bay. Singers and dancers of all ages are encouraged to audition, and can reserve an audition slot by emailing coastmusictheater@gmail.com. Halloween Horrors hone in on Gibson's. The annual Halloween block party on Wynn Road is set to proceed thanks to the collaboration of the Gibson's Public Library and the Sunshine Coast Museum and Archives. The event will be family-friendly, with admission by donation. Costumes are encouraged, and on-site refreshments will be served by Gibson's Tapworks and the Salt and Swine Food Truck. Some highlights include Seashelt storytelling by Candace Campo and a diabolical theater production by the Driftwood Players, Game Show Hell. Multimedia artist Mika J will present an exhibition titled Sound and Light. Deer Crossing the Art Farm will unveil portals of the mind. The museum itself will host a haunted tour based on an original tale, The Flume of Doom, while selling limited edition t-shirts featuring its collection of haunted dolls. For full event listings and additional details, browse to sunshinecoastmuseum.ca.